On Fridays, we talk with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams about the week in politics. And we look ahead to the weekend political talk shows. Juan spoke earlier with Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.
Juan Williams, the lineup for the Sunday talk shows this week has a decidedly political cast.
Without a doubt, Alex. The reason is I think everyone is preparing now for a summer of conventions and high political stakes. What you've got is the Democratic convention at the end of July this month. And then, of course, the Republican convention at the end of August, beginning of September. So everyone now is trying to see how do the American people view the two candidates, Bush versus Kerry. And at the moment, the determinative fact seems to be the conduct and problems with the war in Iraq. In fact, the New York Times CBS News poll found this week that Americans have their lowest approval rating for President Bush since the president took office. And people also are having more and more doubts about whether or not the U.S. should be in Iraq and whether or not the war in Iraq has resulted in making the U.S. any safer.
You know, Saddam Hussein, with his remarkable court appearance in Baghdad, said this week, Bush is the criminal, and this is all to help him with his campaign, which is a pretty amazing thing to hear from Saddam Hussein.
Well, Saddam Hussein, political analyst. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think that what you're seeing here is Saddam Hussein, much like the terrorist who attacked in Spain right before the Spanish elections, feel as if one way that they can control the American administration, one way they can control events, is to speak to the electorate directly. And I think that's what Saddam Hussein is trying to do from the dock.
John Kerry this week, very critical of Mr. Bush precisely on the Iraq question. He's mentioning this call-up of the ready reserves, these 5,600 former military people called back into the military, and trying to make that criticism stick.
It is sticking. What you're seeing is there's a great deal of unease, Alex, about the conduct of the war, about the duration of the war, about whether or not we are paying too much for this war. All of this is showing up in public opinion polls, but it's the death of Americans and the extent of which we are requiring Americans, especially the reservists, to stay on longer and longer periods of time that is hurting President Bush, even with Republicans.
I know that Senator Joe Lieberman will be a Democratic senator on one of the shows this weekend. Who are the Republicans trying to put out?
Ambassador Paul Bremer, who was the head of civilian leader for the U.S. in Iraq, is going to be on Fox this Sunday. So you're going to see is people talking about the progress that's been made. And at the moment, there's a sense that among the American people that, you know, things just aren't going well, Alex. And I think that's a real big problem for the Bush-Cheney reelection effort.
Let me just suggest a political move that could solve everything for Mr. Bush. Not solve everything, but perhaps boost him. Here it is. And you can raise this on Fox on Sunday if you like. You heard it here first, though.
You know I'm going to steal it from you, Alex.
The thing to do is ask Mr. Cheney to go head some commission somewhere and to replace him on the ticket with the governor of California. Who cannot run for president, but vice president? Why not?
Well, it's an interesting idea. As you say, he can't run for president because he wasn't born in the United States. It would be electric, and I must tell you, already Arnold Schwarzenegger has been guaranteed the opening night slot at the Republican convention as a speaker. Just think, at the Democratic convention, you're going to have Bill Clinton, the former president and best-selling author, on opening night, and the Republicans think they have someone of that star magnitude in Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator. So you never know. It could be the Wrangler, Mr. Bush, and the Terminator for president. What do you think, Alex?
Juan Williams, senior correspondent for NPR News. Thanks very much for joining us again on Day to Day.
Always fun, Alex.
And I'm Alex Chadwick for Day to Day.